Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
So as gardeners, as homesteaders, as preppers, whatever you want to call and label yourself as, or just human, we want to prepare ourselves and make moves ahead of time so we're not so pressed for time or feel overindulged or over anxious about, hey, all these things have to be done yesterday and it's 2 days from now. So what we talk about here, we're going to go over about 5, 6, 7 things here in which we can do now in fall that will accelerate and prepare and be done for the most part when spring comes and you feel like you've got 3 days to get the whole garden planted, and which is not necessarily true, but we all put ourselves in that box where we think that, well, it's you know, long range forecast, everything's going to go good. Got to get everything in the ground now, which we'll talk about that next year in season 5 on how to pace yourself and do things right the first time. And not be overwhelmed. So, Holly, let's go through the list here and see what we can prepare for now so we don't have to do as much in the spring in certain areas.
Yeah, I think definitely...
You were putting yourself in a box.
I was putting myself in a box. which is not a good idea. So you want to go through your seeds now. I think that's a good idea, especially if you've started saving seeds and maybe you can have knowledge, organize them. What have you?
When you use the word saved seeds, test the germination viability of them, because early this year, when everything was hitting the fan, if you want to call it that, we planted lettuce in the windowsill from seeds, from lettuce seeds that were 7, 8, 9 years old, zero germination. So we want to be aware that, okay, we're going to save seeds, and obviously these weren't saved in the most economic, the most efficient, best way ever. But if you're saving seeds to grow and they're 6, 8, 9, 10 years old, check them to see if there's any possible germination rate. And how we do such is put them in a soil or put them in a damp paper towel in a Ziploc bag, 10 of them, and then keep it moist and see what germinates. And that's how you figure out your percentile of germination rate. You lose about 10% each year is a good rule of thumb. But if none of these seeds are germinating, or you have a 10% germination rate, why are you saving that bag or that jar of seeds when they're no good?
Well, I was kind of referring to like the seeds you save from the plants now.
Well, yeah.
I hope those germinate.
Right. Yeah. They should if you've allowed them to mature properly on the vine, in the garden. But yeah, go through your seeds. Go to seedsavers.org and see what they have available right now, and they may be on sale, or that you may just be able to get a hold of some that you're needing in order to complete your seed collection. You can check and go to seedsavers.org and see if they may have the seeds in which you are looking for, and they may be on sale, in order to complete the seed, your seed library that you need to
grow seed dreams.
Yeah, your seed dreams that you need to complete your garden plans for next year. Next thing is your tools.
Yeah, you can go through your tools. Maybe you discovered that your shovel broke.
Yeah. Yes.
So you have to think about that. Maybe you're like, hey, I got this this gift card for my birthday in July, and now I don't know what to do with it, and maybe I'll go buy myself a shovel.
Well, and we don't have any tool companies sponsoring the show. We've reached out to them. If you're listening and you're a tool company, give us an email. Send us an email at gardentalkradio@gmail.com, and let's talk turkey for next year. But we have learned from our experience, Holly, and many of you will nod your heads in agreement, if it's El Cheapo on sale, it ain't going to last the season. If you're actually using it for garden purposes, it's going to break. It's going to bend. Its quality is paid with money, and
you get what you pay for.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So you want to think about your tools and
well, also with your tools, clean them off. And if the shovels need sharpening, you can prevent them from rusting by some people spray like a petroleum product on it. Other people will take like a vegetable oil and rub it down to keep them from rusting. So that's another thing in which you can do.
Yeah, you can do some research on how to clean your tools. So another thing you can do is you can think about what did well, think about what you might change, take some notes, take some pictures. Like one thing you and I, Joey, we've determined we're not going to grow potatoes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work for us. Now, it works in your sister's backyard way better than what it does in the garden. And we've done it in every way, shape, or form, in fresh compost and old garden soil. Doesn't matter. Grow bags, raised beds in the ground. We can plant multiple plants of green beans or tomatoes and be better off.
Yeah.
If, you know, so that's just, we're not going to do that. And also take pictures. So when it's cold and snowy, you can remember, oh yeah, I had sweet corn planted there. I can't put that there again. Or can I put that there? Crop rotation, is that important? You know, all that. There's a lot of things in which we can do over the winter. But take pictures now, because it's a lot easier to see before the snow falls, and then you can actually plan out more detail. And the other thing about in the springtime, we all do this. Well, should I plant that there? Should I plant it over there? What about it? Just put it in the ground. Grandpa says the seeds grow a lot better in the ground than in the bag in the garage.
Yeah.
Just get them in the ground.
Right.
This is not – many of you are planting a garden for recreation and for some produce, but your decision whether to put a tomato there or a zucchini plant there – is not going to be detrimental. It's not, you're not trying to operate an 18,000 acre farm. And if you make this mistake, you're going to have a $10,000 loss on your hands, that type of thing. Just put it in the ground.
I agree. So another thing you can do is you want to gather your leaves for spring. So if you, maybe you have a bunch of trees and you get all these leaves and you're like, okay, well, I already put them over my garden. You can put them somewhere dry. Whether that be, you know, fill up some trash bags, put them in a shed, but you can gather your leaves now so that you have them for mulch come spring.
Yeah, or just put them in a big giant pile in the corner of the yard. That's fine as well. But leaves, get them now because they won't be around. Even if you don't pick them up, somehow a lot of them disappear over the winter for a variety of reasons, especially in the city. If you're not picking up now, the city's going to get them and you're not going to see them. So that's why it's important to mound them up. If you're in the country, you can just kind of go to the woods and pick them out of the woods if you need them. Drain your irrigation system. Otherwise, you're going to be buying a new irrigation system from dripworks.com in the spring. They would appreciate that. But also, they would much rather you drain it now to get the water out of it, because water expands and will break the hoses, the feeder lines and the drip tape and all the emitters. So what we have done, and if you have the capabilities of having a air compressor, you can blow the lines out that way, or you can get a shot vac or an upright vacuum that you can revert the air to blow out instead of the vacuum in port. And then you can tape the hose to the feeder line and you can actually blow the water out of the irrigation pipe with the vacuum. Even if you have a little residue left in the pipes, that's very minimal. That's not going to hurt anything. It's whenever the pipes are loaded full of water, that's when the problem occurs and the cracks and the pops and the replacement needs to happen in the spring. So we want to be able to be sure to drain the irrigation system out. Toss out the diseased leaves, the early blight, the bean rust. If kept in your garden, you can reintroduce that. If kept in your compost pile, you can reintroduce that in the spring because you've kept warm enough. If you don't get all of the residue out for the blight or the rust, it's not going to be that detrimental. It's going to die because of the cold temperatures in many portions of the country. But if you put it in your compost pile, keep it warm enough, or put it in the city's compost, it's going to be reintroduced because it's going to stay warm, and that's, you just want to throw it in the trash. Don't want to burn it. You can also construct some load tunnels in the garage or the shed and get those ready if you want to get an early jump start on that. In the spring, certainly there's many good videos online in order to do such.
Or even grow boxes. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, grow boxes.
Grow boxes. Yeah. Maybe you want to construct that or think about gathering supplies for that. Think about what you might have. Even like, sometimes you get a warm fall where we might get some cold weather at the end of October and then it warms up again. That's something you could definitely do on one of those warm Saturday weekend days. But yeah, you can construct some low tunnels or think about where you might put them come spring. kind of plan for that. Another thing you can do is buy potting soil. You were at the garden center.
Yeah, I was at our local Bluemels here in Milwaukee, the official garden center for the Milwaukee broadcast. They still have some compost and some potting soil mixes available, as well as their bulk material. But if you're at your garden center and you can get some of that on sale, have it ready to go and not have to do the fury and rush of buying it in the spring, because if you keep it in a cool, dry place, it's going to be just as good as it would be in 4 or 5 months. Now, if you keep it for 6 or 7 years, the might not be as good in the bag. But keep that in mind, as well as you can be prepared or preparing yourself for the seed starting procedure in January, February, March by cleaning your trays and cups and whatever you start them in by using hot soapy water just to get them all clean, fresh, make sure there's no potential residue of diseases or bacteria on your seed starting trays and cups, and kind of see your inventory there. And if you need to get more seed trays, you can go to rootmaker.com and use coupon code TWBG and get 10% off your entire order. They got some great seed starting trays, root propagation trays that we use, and we've had them for 7 years, and they're just as good as the day we bought them. They're a thicker plastic than the old cheapo stuff you get from the garden center.
Or maybe, yeah, like you said, maybe you want to just go through what you have, repair them. Maybe sometimes you just have to take notes, duct tape, and put them back together. But I think that's one thing people don't think about, and it comes like January, and they're like, oh, I want to start these seeds, and then
I'll just buy everything new. Throw the old stuff out and buy new. We don't need to do that. Your stuff is perfectly good. You just need to repair it, see what you got, see what you need, and go from there.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.